The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over the harbor and city on silent haunches, and then moves on. Carl Sandburg's well-known poem may capture the ephemeral, almost wimpy nature of a Lake Michigan fog, but Mr. Sandburg obviously never experienced a superior fog, or surely he'd have written, "The fog stalks on heavy tiger paws. It sits suffocating the harbor and city on silent haunches and never, ever moves on." I returned from a trip to Chicago last week. When I left Duluth, it was warm and sunny, almost like the Sun Belt. But when I came back to a steady, cold drizzle, thick, dreamy fog, and TV newscasters ignorantly decrying the weather, I knew I was home just in time. On Thursday, I tallied 18 different species of warblers in my backyard without even working at it, and I brought my yard's warbler count to 24 by Friday. How can anyone mourn the sunshine while watching the flaming orange and black markings of a Blackburnian warbler through the mist, or listening to its sweet high lisp in the treetops? Thrushes abound during a May shower. Whenever the rain fogged up my binoculars, I'd dry them off at my living room window watching Veery's and Swainson's thrushes running on my driveway and along Peabody Street. Thrushes often sing throughout a drizzly day. The hot sun silences them by mid-morning on those unpleasant, clear days. The song of a Veery would cheer even the most ardent sun worshipper. Swainson's thrush sings sort of a reverse Veery song. That unfortunate mild weather we've had most of the spring has brought out many insects earlier than normal, and so the orioles in my neighborhood aren't taking oranges at all. They mostly stay high in the treetops, munching on bugs and singing. They're hard to see because the trees leafed out so early this year, but their rich whistle is unmistakable. Shy rose-breasted grosbeaks seldom stay long at the feeder, but I hear them in the neighborhood often. Many people confuse their song with the robin's, but they're really quite easy to distinguish. The robin sings long sentences made up of phrases of two or three syllables. The rose-breasted grosbeak sentences are long too, but individual words or phrases aren't easily distinguished. Yes, May in the Northland is filled with wonderful sights and sounds if you don't mind dressing warmly and wiping fog and drizzle off your glasses every few minutes, and if your neighbors don't mind you peeking through their trees with binoculars. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.